First of all, welcome to you all. Welcome to this ceremony here where we will be receiving a plaque from the Department of Indigenous Affairs commemorating the apology that was given to us back in November 2017 by the Prime Minister of Canada in Happy Valley Goose Bay. And this is also part of the process for them to hang a plaque that gives a history, I guess, of what the apology was all about and the wrongs that was done to the residential school survivors, those who are here and those who are not here. I'm here on behalf of the Inuit Community Government, and I welcome you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And your associate and the other guests that are here. My name is Julius Stickert, call me Joel. I'm the Aleutian for the community of Maine. This plaque here recognizes the wrongs that was done to the residential school survivors. There is a history of the apology, where it led to the apology, and this plaque, I guess, represents a last step towards the journey of reconciliation for the residential school survivors. As survivors accepted the apology from the Prime Minister, and I guess this plaque is going back to the community, to be hung in a place where the survivors will be consulted at their choice of a place to be put on a wall or on display so that the community of Maine and whoever is traveling through can see it and remember what the plaque is all about and not forget the history of the residential school. And I thank you for going through that process with us, Lauren. I'd like to introduce Ruthie Lapp. She's the person right now that's doing the final information sessions with the residential school survivors, and she's one that's leading the information gathering to the rest of the survivors as to what process is going on now. And after all that's said and done, we'll remember through this back when they want to today.
For those who don't know me, I'm Ruthie Lapp. I've been doing the residential school healing consultations in all the coastal communities from Maine to Happy Valley Goose Bay. I feel honored to be accepting that plaque on behalf of the survivors tonight. And I'm on my next step of doing meetings again to discuss from the consultations that I had with the survivors in all the communities on what the healing programs they wanted to see. So the next step is to get a plan all set up now, and it's in the process right now, and as soon as that is completed, then I'll go back to the communities and let people know what will be done with the recommendations that came from the survivors. And I'm looking at the plaque, and I'm thinking that when we have our consultation in Maine, I think there was an idea to put it in the Illisok building, but I think we need to go back to the survivors and see where we want to be put, the best place, what the survivors think, and where is the best place to put it. So we'll have another ceremony for that to set the commemoration plaque in honor of the survivors and the history and the stories that is involved in this story. And I like the bottom part where the apology is there from Prime Minister Trudeau 2 years ago. So I'm honored to accept the plaque on behalf of the survivors of Maine. Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. Today, what we wanted to do was obviously to leave you with this plaque, but myself and my colleagues who are here today, so I'm Lauren Pierce from Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs. I got started on this project about a year and a half ago with James Igloviorte as our ministerial representative. Probably all of you know him as Judge Jim, and he's just finished up with us at the end of December now, but we really felt it was important to come back and to finish with the plaques because we wanted to make sure that these got into your communities and we were able to have a proper ceremony to honor the plaque and all survivors of the residential schools. So thank you so much for welcoming us and for being here tonight. My colleagues are Maharla White, who's here with us, Jennifer Taylor. Both of them are from the Goose Bay office of our department. And as well, we have Ozzy Michelin, always behind the camera, hiding. He has done all the video work for us over the past year and a half. After the Prime Minister's apology, we did 10 sessions all across Newfoundland and Labrador, and also one in Ottawa, so 10 total sessions. And we had one here in Maine, actually. We were in this very room after our community feast. Up to your community center, we were down here. Between February and May of last year, we gathered over 60 stories from survivors. And I think these stories are really incredible. They're all different. Everybody's experience was really different at the schools because we had, I would say, fewer folks out than we expected with 60 stories because you have a group of about 906 survivors of these residential schools. But because of that, it was actually really good because the quality of the stories we got is incredible and they're really long and rich and a lot of information there. So what's happening with those is they're being turned into a traveling exhibition. So the exhibition will open in Goose Bay, and then we'll travel throughout Nunatsiavut. But afterwards, we're hoping to send it also to some urban centers so that other people can learn about the experiences of survivors here. One thing we heard a lot was how the survivor community in Labrador has been apart from the other communities across Canada, and the stories have not been as known as they have in the west of Canada. And so we really wanted to make sure that more people across the country learn these stories. So today, we're going to show a video that was put together by Ozzy and others. The video shows our whole process over the past year and a half, including the apology and the healing sessions. We're going to leave you with this plaque to be decided upon by Ruti and her survivor community where it goes. In the COVID, they decided to put it into their community arena upstairs in the multipurpose room on the wall so people could see it, because they say that's kind of the heart of their community. A lot of their kids are in sports and they're there a lot, so that's, you know, one place that it's gone. But you can put it wherever you like. I would encourage people afterwards to come and take a look. It's beautifully bordered with Labradorite, made by Slippers and Things in Goose Bay, and it's translated into all four languages. So we have French, English, Inuktitut, and Inuvialuit. And it features a little logo that Ruti has on her lapel there. That's the Flight of Resilience that was designed by Lisa Lerniu, a Nunatsiavut member. Also some of the information from the apology at the bottom. So it turned out really nicely. And we worked on that language together with survivors, as well as Nunatsiavut and Nunatsiavut. I hope that this will go a long way towards the healing for the community, helping people to continue to share this story and learn about the experiences of survivors. So thank you so much for having us here. We can watch this video and then see a few stories. Actually, Sarah and Henry Webb, who are here from Maine, in our stories. Also, we have a story from Toby Obed, as well as Beatrice Hope.
With the plaque itself, you mentioned that video. Will there be a small screen accompanying that, so when people look at it, they maybe turn on the video and, you know, kind of visually hear what was experienced as they look at this plaque? I mean,
so yes, actually, as part of the traveling exhibition, it's being designed to be really interactive like that. So it's going to have two types of ways to hear the stories. It's going to have audio stories. So for some of them, they were really powerful just to kind of sit down and listen and hear people's words without seeing their faces, just to listen. And for others, we have them on a screen where you can actually see people talking and sharing their stories. So we have both in the traveling exhibition. And also just some printed, you know, regular printed material for people that don't want to watch a video and would still just like to read something.
Yeah, my question was, when this is permanently put up in a place where this virus feel it is appropriate, will there be a screen there to go with this so that they can watch that video when they look at the fact, something that they can look at and after they read it and then understand why that fact is there?
Okay. We haven't thought of that or heard that yet, but it's certainly something we can look at. I haven't heard that as a comment yet, but it's an interesting idea and something definitely to think about. Yes, absolutely. So if it is all right with you, I think we'll watch our video now and a few of these stories.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you very much.